Okay, we are holding on Chavches Amud Aleph, four lines in the bottom. Today's Shir's with Chavches Amud Beis. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah where we get off to. Now, this Mishnah, how it connects to the previous Mishnahs in the Perek, it's a little bit of a machlokus in the Rishonim, whether this is a continuation of Nidrei Onsin or Nidrei Shkagos or Zrizin, whatever category it is, it'll become clear after we learn the Amud today and how the different Rishonim categorize this. So the background is the person sees like a hurricane's coming or something like that, and his property is going to get destroyed. So he makes the following statement. The Mishnah says, "Hare netios ha'elu korban im enam niktzotzos." So these saplings, they should be like a korban if they don't get cut down, meaning if they don't get destroyed by this storm, these winds that are coming, they're going to do it. Or a different example. Guys, this talis zu korban im eina nisrefes. This talis, this shirt, this garment is going to be like a korban if it doesn't get burned. So he's like, in case like a fire is coming. So that's what he says. So yesh lahen pidyon. So in this case, it has a pidyon, which means like they're considered to be kodesh. Meaning it was chal. This statement, this never worked. Hare netiyas ha'elu korban ad shi kotzutsu. If he changed it and said that they're going to be like a korban until they get cut down. Talizu korban ad shetisarif. Right? Now we go to Ahmed Bey's. Ain lohem pidyon. So in this case, they are not considered to be kodesh. And there's no din of pidyon over here. Because you have to be poda something that was kodesh. The Rambam in Me'ila, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, brings down, it says, Ha'oimir ha'netiyas ha'eila korban im eina niktzotzos hayom. Okay, we'll have to see the conclusion of that. But talazeh korban im lo tisarif hayom. Va'over hayom v'lo niktzotzu v'lo nisrafu hatalas. The day passed and the saplings didn't get destroyed. The shirt didn't get burned up. Hareheim hektish. It's really hektish. V'yipadu kishar ha'heim. So you're poda it, and then you can get benefit from it like any other type of thing you are redeeming. But like the Mishnah said, if you say it until it gets cut down, then you can't be poded. You don't need poded because it now can get, you know, redeemed easily. When does this apply? So that's when the person, the Makdish, the one who made this statement, is the one who was poed and redeemed. But if someone else does it, then it becomes regular, ordinary property. And then they're even allowed to the one who was Makdish them and made them. It'll become clear as we see the Gemara's now. That's the Rambam again, Perek Dalad, Yud Aleph in Me'ila. Says the Gemara. One first thing the Gemara is going to ask is about the type of language that the Mishnah used. So it says, well, again, just go back to the Gemara said, Yesh lehen pidyon, right? It has pidyon, okay? Or Ein lehen pidyon. So why did it use that lashon? Says the Gemara, Lisnei kadoshos vein and kadoshos. Just tell me it has a status of, you know, kodesh or not. No, I did the boy the Mishnah Seifa because it wanted to, in the Seifa, teach me the din of Ein Lehem Pidyon. You can't be poted. So it wanted a type of parallel Lashon. Tananami Reisha. So in the Reisha, the first part said, Yesh Lehem Pidyon, you could be poted. So therefore, that's more of a stylistic reason as to why the language was used for Pidyon versus Hanish. Someone asked, no, Hechi Dami. What exactly is the case over here? How did this guy take his netter? What was the precise language used? So Amar Meimar said like this, but Omer im einem niktosos hayom. If these netios are going to be like a korban, if they're not cut down today, va'over hayom v'lo niktosu. And then the day passed and they didn't get cut down. Okay, well, that's very straightforward. Im kein lamli lemeimar pshita, right? That's so obvious that his netter is going to be chal. Why would you have to have a mission to tell me that? Someone explains, no, lo tzricha kigon deika zika nefisha. The reason why there was a very strong wind, and he thought that they were going to be a bruta, but there's no gemiras das because what he thought was going to happen didn't really happen. V'haketani lo. Law, Gabe Talis, right? But we saw this case of the Netios is taught also in the connection to the case of the Talis with the shirt. The Talis Lesreifa Kaimo, right? is you want, okay, you have to be parallel. You assume that the wind is going to knock this down, but you would normally assume that a shirt, a garment's going to get burned down, right? In, yeah, keep going, the Ika, the Leika. Yeah, you were talking about a case where there was a fire and he thought it was really going to get burned down. So, Hakinam, the Ika, Zika, Nefisha. So, also here by the saplings, the Natios, he thought that there was a strong wind. Vesalka Daitach, right? Umasika Daita, the low Miss Natslon. So, his Havamina was, he thought that they weren't going to get saved, right? It's gonna be totally destroyed, and that's what he meant when he took this in mind. Umishum hachim, because there's kananda. That's why he took a netter, right? So kamash v'lam, the chiddush is like this: that even though he assumes that he was going to lose these netios, maybe he really didn't have intention to be makdish them. So the Mishnah's chiddush is no afal pichin kamash malan, that is still considered to be a neder. Okay, so now we see the Gemara. We can try to go back now and circle back to where we began with. What exactly is the category of these? So it would seem like, according to the Ran, this is nidrish gogos. This is an example where the guy was a shogig. He didn't know what it was. Like the Rosh learns nidre toos, it was a mistaken thing, or the way the Toso seems to be learning this is nidre zruzin, that this is another type of how we translate, like motivational things or other types of nidarm, but these would all go back into that category that we started off at the beginning of the parak of the four categories. So here's the continuation of this idea as well. And the person thinks that the event was not going to happen, and that's why he took the neder. Okay, Mirtashem, we'll pick it up with the Harenatiyos HaEila Korban on the next year.